So good evening, everyone. It's great to be here. Tonight's talk is called Relaxing into Being, the Unfolding Journey of Somatic Meditation. So I wanted to start by a little poem. It's called Free and Easy by a Tibetan teacher named Lama Gendun. And I won't read the whole poem, but just a couple stanzas that really stick out. Happiness cannot be found through great effort and willpower, but is already present in open relaxation and letting go. Wanting to grasp the ungraspable, you exhaust yourself in vain. As soon as you open and relax this tight fist of grasping, infinite space is there, open, inviting, and comfortable. Make use of this spaciousness, this freedom and natural ease. Don't search any further, looking for the great awakened elephant who is already resting quietly at home in front of your own hearth. It's simple, right? He makes it sound simple. Actually, I got the sense as I was reflecting on the words, I was just imagining Steph Curry shoot three-pointers. He just flicks his wrist and the ball goes in from 30 feet out. It's simple. In the words of Joseph Goldstein about meditation, he says, it's simple, but not always easy. So I wanted to talk tonight about this process of relaxation. How does relaxation fit in with meditation? And we have a culture where for many of us, it's kind of hard to relax. It's kind of like there's a lot of speed, there's a lot going on. And, I have a really strong kind of connection to this topic. I'm a body worker and a somatic practitioner, and have worked a lot with this question of tension in my practice and seen a lot of people who have a lot of tension in their bodies. So it's a topic that's just up for me. And I thought that, like many people, what I offer, what I teach is a lot of what I've had to learn for myself, teaching what I need to learn. So wanted to share a little bit about the practice and the discipline of body-centered meditation, somatic meditation, and just as an offering, an adjunct to mindfulness practice, and just another route to be in the body, relax in the body, and more about just what this process is like. Just show of hands, who here is familiar with somatic meditation? One hand. Okay. Great. Excellent. So the kind of the questions that I was thinking about in terms of this topic is how do we go about relaxing tension? What's that process? How do we, if you're tense, how do you become untense? And why is that difficult for us or for some of us? What about this process makes it difficult? That's another question. And also, how can we train our nervous system? How can we transform our nervous system in such a way that we can live in a state of relaxation? And These are kind of the central questions that the body-centered approach to meditation works with. And one of the main themes, the somatic tradition I'm drawing from particularly is from my teacher, Reggie Ray. And he's a Tibetan Buddhist teacher, studied many years with Chogyam Trungpa in Colorado, Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, and really adapted the Tibetan tradition and left many core techniques, but kind of took away a lot of the religious aspects, just made it really accessible as practices for us Westerners to do in a way that the whole cosmology wasn't as prominent. It is prominent, but really focusing on what are the embodiment practices that the tradition offers that could be helpful to us. In my own practice, you know, I grew up doing a lot of mindfulness practice at Spirit Rock with my father and other teachers at Spirit Rock, and really got a lot out of learning how to watch my mind, really got a lot out of just the process of trying to sit still, learning how to sit still. But one thing that was hard for me was that my body was rock solid. You know, and I would sit, I would do my best to grit my teeth and do it. And I sat a 3-month retreat when I was about 19 or 20 on the East Coast at IMS, and pretty much spent most of the retreat trying to grit my teeth and do it. And definitely got a lot out of the retreat, but in retrospect, there was something that was a little off about it. And when I found this work, somatic meditation, it was kind of like big light bulbs went on. Because here's this teacher, and the first thing that he has us all do is he says, okay, now we're going to all lie down. We're going to lie down with our knees up, and we're going to tie a yoga strap around our knees. We're going to, if you want to, cover your eyes, and just get really, really comfortable. And to me, that was just a total revelation. Like, it felt like I was just cheating at meditation. Meditation is not supposed to be this easy. But sure enough, something else was happening. There was something that was available to me in the process of lying down that was not available to me in the process of trying, you know, leaning into it and gripping my jaw and, you know, and that whole thing. So I wanted to talk a little bit about just how the process works, and then make some room for questions and see where it goes. Looking back on my process, you know, one of the things that has been really eye-opening to me is that the body is always aware. The body, through our senses, through our sense faculties, is always in a state of awareness. Now, our conscious mind might be somewhere else, but that doesn't mean that on some level, some deeper level, there is sensation, there is sound, there is sight. Even when we're dreaming, there's some kind of experience happening. And so one of the main ideas in somatic meditation is just the sense that we don't have to try to be aware. Awareness is fundamental to the experience of the body. And so if we can tap into the direct experience of what the body knows, we can save ourselves a lot of effort of trying to be mindful or trying to pay attention. Does that make sense? Now, one of the key pieces to this being in the body is that it's helpful when being in the body to enjoy the experience of being in the body. And for a lot of us, there's a good reason why it's hard to be in the body. And that's because, like myself, if we have a lot of tension, or if we have trauma, or if there's just some emotions that are in the background, it's going to be, you know, it's not necessarily pleasant to sit with that. So the idea with somatic meditation is it's kind of a four-step process. There's an evolution that happens, and just bit by bit, I'll share just a little bit of the steps that go into it. So the first step is we're really coming into the body. And what that means is if we're starting with a lot of head energy, a lot of thinking, we're learning how to drop beneath the thinking. And one of the ideas here is that the lying down posture is a way of simply exiting the sense of watching the experience. When you're in the lying down posture, suddenly you can just relax, and there's not that same kind of watching of experience. The second part of that is we're learning how to be right in the experience itself versus the conceptualizing process. So we can follow our breath. In this practice, we're actually using the breath to breathe our body alive. And so we start by just scanning the body and noticing where the tension is. And the practice it's simple, but it actually unfolds in waves. There's a sense of coming into the body. And for myself, there's a sense of like, I've never really been in my body like this before. There's a sense of coming home into the direct experience or the silence of what the body knows. And for me, it was like living my whole life up in the head. And suddenly there's this whole aliveness. There's a field of aliveness. A teacher, Almas, he calls the body this field of sensitivity. So I want to actually just invite us as a group to come into the space. And I want to do this by helping you tune into the experience along the spine. So what you can do is you can straighten your back and slightly tuck your chin. And if you're sitting on a chair, just move a little bit forward so you don't slouch against the back. And we're going to do a practice of feeling the breath right in front of the spine. So with your awareness, with your attention, first locate your spine. And I want want to invite you to feel the very base of your spine and then follow it up through your neck and to your head, the crown of your head, and just see if you can relax the strain there. Let your spine be like a piece of seaweed. And we're going to breathe. Just imagine, see what it's like to feel the breath moving right in front of the spine. See where you can feel a sense of openness. And just following, imagine that you can breathe from the earth up the spine. And right in front of the spine, there's an energy channel, the central channel. Just notice what that space in front of the spine feels like. Is it blocked? Is it open? What's happening here? And then, as you're here, see what it's like to breathe. Let's breathe into the space right in the back of the mouth. So in the back of the mouth, there's an open space. See if you can feel that. There's kind of an opening in the very back. And we're going to breathe right into that openness. On the in-breath, just look right into the space. And the exhale, just relax, open back. And kind of a sense of just opening your awareness backwards behind you and out in front of you. Just see if you can feel that. Notice if there's a kind of a quality of energy. And we're just going to be here for another moment, so just sense this. Okay, and when you're ready, you can just let your eyes open. Notice if it feels the same in your body or different or just what's happening. Yeah, just wondering if anyone, raise your hand if that was interesting for you in any way. Oh, there's a lot of hands. Would anyone feel called to share something that was interesting? Don't have to.
Okay, may it be chocolate. I can't remember ever being called to breathe into the roof of my mouth, except when I've been learning didgeridoo, but in a meditation. And what it did was it brought me even more in contact with the vertical column and the breath in a really different way. I feel like there's a lot of mystery, and I know that there are very very powerful points, acupuncture points, and energy points. So thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Just a little share? Yeah. Jaime? Oh.
Mine, similar to what she was just saying, is usually I've done body scans quite a bit, but I usually have a hard time connecting with that flow of the breath in the body. And somehow this just really worked. I could really feel what you're talking about, just going up the spine and it really located there, which is really unusual for me. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Maybe a third person?
Oh, just a quick note and feeling is that when you said just a breathe through the column kind of thing, mm-hmm. and then when you said, go through the throat, I hadn't even, didn't pay attention to it at all and didn't even know that was happening until you said it to me. And so that was enlightening.
Beautiful. Okay. So,
that was really amazing. I've been meditating for many years and I have a lot of body pain. I have fibromyalgia. So when I sit, you know, I go through the body, the scan, I've done yoga. But wow, that was a different place because it was not along the spine, but kind of in front of the spine and kind of behind. Really, my body really relaxed in amazing ways that it doesn't usually. Mm. There's, want to know more.
Good.
Thank you.
So, you know, I'm really glad that we just had that little sampling right there because as I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, okay, no one knows what I'm talking about. We need to have a little data sample. But for those of you who raised your hands, there was something interesting. There was something that was happening, something unusual. And what is unique about this practice is we are learning there's many different protocols my teacher Reggie offers, many different somatic techniques, breathing into the belly, breathing into the earth, breathing up the spine. And the point of the protocol is that we're learning to use our breath and attention in such a way that it opens a gateway, it opens a portal. And that portal takes us out of our thinking and into our direct experience. And as we go through the portal, we are transported to a new place within ourselves, potentially. Not all the time, but sometimes. Now, I really appreciated the last comment about the pain, because this was what has been very illuminating in my own practice. One of the things that's been illuminating is that the more that we breathe, especially along the spine, I'll talk about that a little bit, the spine is awake. The spine, this plexus of nerves that run along the spine, you know, it really gives life to our energy system, our chakra system, and all of the energy channels that come off the spine. And for many of us meditators, we've been breathing our whole life in a way where the breath can be very shallow. That was for sure what's been the case in my own practice. But one way or another, not really breathing fully through the body. And so this working with the central channel, working with the energy along the spine, can be very illuminating. Because suddenly we have a new dimension of possible experience. Rather than watching our body, watching our knee pain, we can learn how to breathe in such a way that we are inhabiting a new space in the body. And the space itself, how to say it? Although there may be pain going on in different parts of the body, the space itself is not painful, necessarily. The space itself can be a place where we can relax our presence, relax our attention, and hold all of those, hold the sensations that are happening and potentially in other circumstances might be overwhelming. Does that make sense? So I like to think of this process as a process of melting the tension, allowing the tension in our body to melt. You know, if the way that I felt it in my practice, in my personal practice, and working with clients, and also working with these teachings, there's our conceptual personality, ego, and then there's this somatic ego. And what is the somatic ego? What is that exactly? In my experience, the first level of this iceberg or this ice cube is the physical tension, the physical gripping. There's a way that when we are tense, the tension feels like an other within us. It's something that we watch, my tension. So in that sense, then there's a subject-object relationship with the tension. There's a sense of myself somewhere and the tension over there. And then what that can give rise to is a sense of a myself or a sense of the mind that is riding the body. Or a sense of the mind, the thinking mind, being identified with that over the body. And what this is doing, and this is a kind of a top, and getting underneath that process so that we're breathing in such a way that we can actually feel what's underneath that. Any questions as I'm talking? Okay. So the physical tension, and then underneath that, what are we tensing against? What's underneath that? Stress and pain. Yeah, stress and pain. So it's, in some way, there's an unconscious process happening where we're gripping against, shutting down the breathing. And in the shutting down the breathing, it's where the breath is not flowing, then we don't have to be in that experience. It's kind of an unconscious way of not being in the experience that's happening. So there's the tension, then stress, emotional pain, and then there's perhaps something even beneath that. Any guesses what might be beneath that? Could be that. Belief, right, so there's belief also, yeah. And then probably beneath that, there's probably the experiences when we were a very young baby coming into the world, just core experiences that organize our nervous system, especially core traumas that unsettled us in some way. Just experiences that are not necessarily complete, but kind of in a no man's land in our body. So all of this to say that there's these just these different levels, this work of breathing into the body is a process of really allowing our awareness, our presence to occupy the spaces that have felt, because of the tension, felt like an othering, spaces in our body that don't exactly quite feel like we're there. And when we lie on the earth or when we lie on the ground, it's a way of coming into, relaxing in such a way that the experiences that we've been braced against can unfold, have space to unfold. So I'll just speak a little more about the process, and then we can just open it up and see if there's some more thoughts. So we start with first the sense of my tension. We could start with this. I'll just kind of give a little bit about my own journey. I can't always speak for anyone else, but I'll speak for myself. First, I'm breathing into my experience, and I'm in a very different way starting to feel more and more and more sensitivity through my body. And the more that I feel that sensitivity, the more I feel like, well, what do I do with all of this? Where does this tension go? How can I release it? And lying on the earth, actually, you know, the place that it can go is into the earth. And a big part of the work, lying on our back, is actually the sense of relaxing back into the earth, not as an inanimate space, but as a space that can actually communicate with our body. And the sense then is allowing our proprioceptive awareness to feel the space beneath. This work, suddenly we're sensing what is behind us. Well, what is behind, beneath, maybe a foot beneath? Can I feel that space a foot beneath my body? Can I sense that space? And just bit by bit by bit, more and more and more, what we can and will discover is that the space, in fact, our body can sense space outside of the skin boundary. In other words, the body is aware. The body is awake before and after our thinking process. And more and more as we breathe, what can happen is we are learning somatically, we are learning neurologically how to give the tension away. It's kind of like the tension is this really good compost, and the compost is going into the earth, and the earth is returning it to us as energy, as awareness, as consciousness. And we're coming into not only a sense of our body as being this tension capsule, but a sense of our body as being, in fact, the earth. And so in this sense, the duality between self as body and the earth as other is starting to become more permeable. And it starts to get really interesting. starts to become a really interesting process. There's a way that we can literally, if you feel, I want to invite us to do this, just feel for a moment, get in, feel that posture. And we're going to do some breaths now. I want to invite you to feel your root. Feel the very base of your spine. Whether you're in a chair or sitting on a cushion, doesn't matter. And feel your perineum. Your perineum, the muscle between the anus and the genitals is the perineum. I want to invite you to breathe. Imagine that you can breathe up from the earth. The energy of the earth is being breathed right into this space, the perineum. First, see if you can just locate the very base of your spine. And then breathing right into that space. On the exhale, just relax. Relax the pelvis. See if you could let your awareness go deep into the earth and let the energy of the earth come up as breath into the very base of your spine. If it feels tense, if it feels numb, that's totally fine. That's all right. Just breathe right into where there might be tension. And the exhale, just let your whole body relax. It's like you can look with, if you had lungs or if you had eyes, looking right into this place in your body, and again, breathing the energy of the earth right into where you're looking. And as you do, notice if there's a shift in the experience of your body as a whole. And just another moment here. In fact, just see what it's like to breathe up from the center of the earth. Like your body is just this tiny little dot, but mostly you are the earth. What does the breath feel like now? What does the body feel like now? Okay, that's good. You can open your eyes. Coming into the senses. As you come into the senses, see if you could still keep your awareness in the earth. What happens when you look into the room and are also aware of the earth beneath you? How was that? Was that interesting? Raise your hand if that was interesting. A couple of people. Oh, there's some hands. A couple more hands. Yeah. Anyone want to share before we go on? Okay. So I just mentioned that to as just little pointers to this sense that our body and what the body is aware of currently can grow, can grow into bigger spheres, bigger spaces of connection. Did you want to share something? Yeah.
What I was aware of by bringing in the earth as well as the spinal column was just the incredible power of healing that's available to us.
Mm.
Thank you. When we join our breath and we feel that space, the body can heal itself with our support. I really believe that.
Mm, thank you.
I actually wanted to suggest a caution. It's so powerful. It's almost like drinking from a hose for people who have been doing meditation for a long time but haven't done this approach. Maybe a little, you know, how we spread loving kindness in the room, and then maybe just be aware of the earth on our cushion and then spread it out to the room and then slowly be aware of the whole sphere.
Mm.
I got scared at the potential.
Mm. Thank you. Any last comment? Okay. Well, thank you for being willing to share your experience. That really helps this offering. So there is this sense, the second step of this process in some way, if we are going to break it into steps. First, we're coming into our singular body experience, but then we're learning how to connect actually to the earth as a sense of power, really the power. We're opening the energy along the spine as we can connect to the earth as an aliveness, as a presence. The breath then becomes a connector. It becomes a way to, it's a release valve as we can feel this embodied somatic connection. It becomes a way to release the holding, and also at the same time to allow in the energy of life. And what this does is it turns on the energy in our body in a whole new way. In other words, like a Hindu tradition, the word kundalini. The kundalini, the prana, or the chi, starts flowing in a very different way. And so we are, breath by breath, with this somatic work, transforming our nervous system. And the interesting thing here is that in a lot of traditions, there's the word emptiness is used, shunyata, or emptiness, or no self. In this context, what we are doing is we are literally emptying out this sense of tension in our body. The tension that felt like is me, or the basis of myself. We are, by through breathing into this tension, we are undermining the sense of solidity or the sense of identity with being a self and being this body, being this is me. And what we are opening to is the possibility that what we are is so much bigger than what we think about ourselves. And that kind of leads to the third unfolding of this somatic work. The first level is the body, the singular working with dissolving tension or relaxing the first level of tension. The second level is feeling the energy of the earth come online. As we feel this current of earth energy through the spine, there is a new experience that's coming online. It's a sense of being able to sit, not from the head, but as the earth, or in connection with this energy, earth energy. And there's an innate kind of gladness that opens through this process. And so the third level is really has to do with the heart, or the emotional body. And let's pause for a moment. The beautiful thing, I mean, really the beautiful thing about breathing now, we can breathe directly into the heart space. The heart space is awake. Rather than doing a metta chant, what we're doing now is we're simply breathing into the field of awareness directly in the center of our chest. So why don't we try it just for a moment? Find the posture just so that the channel is open. And first feel your body as a whole, just relaxed. And then feel your sit bones and feel the presence of the earth. We'll start there. See if you can feel the earth supporting you as you sit. And now we're going to allow the energy of the earth to come up the spine and into the center of the chest. Let it breathe the energy of the earth into your heart. And very, very respectfully, just being very kind with yourself, whatever's happening in your heart space. If it's helpful, sometimes they use the image of a lotus flower, and we're breathing up into the heart space, and petal by petal, the flowers of the lotus are opening. On the exhale, just let your heart relax, open in every direction. But looking right into the space itself, see what it's like to just look right into the center of your chest with your awareness. What's here? And if there's numbness, that's fine. Just breathe right into whatever's happening. Can you feel the wakefulness in the center of your chest? Okay. That's good. You can keep doing it, or you can open your eyes. And just notice how your experience changed or changes as you do this. So there's really a sense, once more, just the steps. First coming into the body, then breathing, letting your awareness go down into the earth, drop into the earth, the center of the earth, deep, deep, deep down beneath you. And then letting the breath, the sense of breath, come up the spine, right in front of the spine, into the heart space. And since we're here, why don't we just do step four? Step four is just relax. Just let those auxiliary muscles that you've been holding you up all day long, see what it's like to just soften it 5 or 10% with every breath. So that your body, your heart, it's like a sea anemone with tentacles. And you're just letting the warm breath awaken you to your experience. Can you feel the atmosphere? There's a kind of atmosphere through your body. And you can relax into the atmosphere. You can rest your mind, your thinking mind, into the atmosphere in your body. In my body, I feel how the whole space in the room changes when we do this. There's like a deep, silent, warm quality, a stillness. And suddenly it's hard to say much. There's not a lot to say. So this is the power of somatic meditation. We are tapping into a presence that is innate to the body, that is innate to our embodied being. And we don't have to create it. We just have to know where to look and how to look for it. And when we connect with the central channel, suddenly it's here, and it's right here. And we don't have to do anything with it. We just are relaxing into the flow of experience as we do this simple protocol, this simple practice. So I think I'll just open it up, see if there are any more questions or comments before we close.
Thanks. This is really helpful. I struggle a lot with really intense negativity in my thoughts. And when you were talking about you know, releasing the tension out of your body, I was just thinking personally, I struggle more with negative thoughts, and I was wondering if how that might replace the tension part, or if you would speak to any of that.
Mm-hmm. Gladly. Well, the beauty of this work, the real beauty of this work, is that you cannot be in your body, in your direct experience through your body, and be thinking at the same time. It's impossible. You can't be thinking about your experience and directly in your experience. The thinking about, the conceptualizing is more the left brain. And the direct knowing, my teacher Reggie would call the soma, that is the awareness. That is the embodied awareness. And so we can only think about experience by first having an experience. So one of the most elegant ways to stop thinking is to inhabit your experience through this work. Is there... Did you want to say something else? Do you have a follow-up question? No? Okay.
So that was great. Thank you. I'm a teacher of didgeridoo, and so I do a lot of breath work, and you've given me some more avenues to reach people. So what I've described oftentimes is that when you take a diaphragmatic breath, it's not really an effort, it's really a relaxation of all the muscles there, and then a vacuum is created and the air just comes in. It's like magic. Mm. And when you let that happen, it's like the universe is able to penetrate you and you're not resisting it. You're not trying to control it here or in different places of tension. So, but what I really appreciated was so then I was feeling, okay, I have that diaphragmatic breath and now it's going down into the earth and I can so feel that. It just makes complete sense to me to have it go completely down into the earth and come back up. So I thank you for giving me that. That's a real gift. Mm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. You know, the last piece that I want to share is that this work is very interesting in that, it's been interesting and truly transformative for me. It's more than interesting. It's been revolutionary for me and for many people I know who've worked with it. And what we're doing is we are healing our nervous system. Breath by breath by breath, as we connect with the earth, as we connect with the heart, you know, as we breathe into the heart, all of the tension in the body shows up in the heart. So as we breathe through the heart, we're literally relaxing everything. And beyond that, we can start to learn how to breathe down into our cells. We can start to literally breathe through all of the pain and all of the tension and all of the kind of karmic baggage that we have in our body. This is a way of releasing the baggage. And as we do that, our body, how would I say it? Our body starts to hollow out in some sense. What felt like myself or my gripping, it starts to not be there in the same way. So our body becomes, as I was saying before, it's like a field of sensitivity through our ears, through our eyes, more and more sense of energy, space, textures of space, flavors, warmth, energy, confidence. But it's not happening because we're trying to make it happen. It's just the underlying nature of our nervous system. So thank you so much for your kind attention. Let's just close with a little loving kindness. practice. And in the style, I'd like to allow you to feel your heart space and imagine a lotus flower. Or not, you can just feel the heart space if that feels right. And we're going to breathe the energy of the earth up into the heart space on the in-breath. And the out-breath, just let the light, the sense of light or radiance, flow out into the room in every direction. Aware of the goodness within you, in the core of your being, feeling this goodness. And offering the goodness in every direction. Just allowing yourself to be seen and felt. Let your whole body relax in this field of goodness. And including all of the friends and relatives and relations that you have in this field. All sentient beings in all realms in this field. And I'll ring the bell and we can offer the merit of our practice. Whatever goodness our practice has generated, we're dedicating to all those who are suffering. Whatever insights you may have found tonight, let's dedicate them to all beings everywhere. May we all experience happiness, peace, and freedom within our body. Thank you. And just another point, if you're interested in learning more of this work, I'm offering a day-long here at the monastery, May 21st. And if you're just interested and want to learn more about the work but can't make it, just have a sign-up sheet in the back. If you want to leave your contact information, you can. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.